The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation denied a climate change petition today submitted by a group of teens. The petition asked the state to reduce carbon emissions, monitor greenhouse gases, and come up with a long-term climate change strategy. In late August, the teens hand-delivered the petition to DEC Commissioner Larry Hardig. In his rejection letter, Hardig said the request posed significant consequences for employment and resource development in the state. Seb Kurland, a member of Alaska Youth for Environmental Action, the group that submitted the proposal, was initially disappointed by the decision, but the 17-year-old from Juneau isn't giving up.
I'm hopeful that the governor and the lieutenant governor will take action on this subject and their newly appointed members will do something about it.
The governor's office has made some strides to address climate change since the teens voiced their concern. The administration created a new position and appointed a climate change advisor. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott says a climate plan is forthcoming. Still to come on Alaska News Nightly, a rare appearance of Japanese naval musicians at an Anchorage school.
All of us need to be bridge builders, and especially someone who speaks two languages or is, you know, bicultural.
That's ahead. Stay with us.
Alaska News Nightly is brought to you in part by
Alaska Pipeline Service Company, sustaining Alaska's pipeline for 40 years and counting.